dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. This is something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Menacing their mucoid covering, which would so keep on the grinning side, ever on the grinning side, keep on the grinning side of mom. He may look friendly like your dad, but you don't want to make him mad. So keep on the grinning side of mom, nearest pond. There are plenty of ponds, and there's a place with alligators because we sure heard them, and toads and frogs all singing at the same time. At tapestries, a huge volume, really loud, right outside my trailer, too. But it never kept me from sleeping. It was a pleasant sound, rather than, you know, pulsating artificial sound.
Or a line of punters waiting to get in.
Now they say Bob Dobbs is just a man. There was no line. And all who think about it know it's true. But there was an odd. He has friends up in the sky. He's immortal and can fly. Otherwise, he's just a guy like me and you.
Pizzas and other things.
So keep on the grinning side. Always on the grinning side. Keep on the grinning side of Bob.
In the trailer with a TV, which they normally don't get to see, because he was afraid that they might come out, see a horrible, naked, hairy hippie,
ew,
and tell their mother, who would definitely freak.
Look at that hippie, how disgusting.
So,
hippie!
They're more likely to see my horrible, disgusting carcass. Most people I know do at one time or another.
Reverend Fox
and Ferg and his gorgeous.
Now we're referencing people who actually exist and are still
Papa
around.
Joe Mama was there.
This might be slightly iffy, if you know what I mean.
I feel you do.
Well, of course, Xanthia Octoshroom and many.
Yes, she was there in the pool,
and also
quite kind to me.
Vanessa, lead singer of Rubik's Cube, Trixie von Mothersbaugh, who now contributes to the Ask Dr. House Home Edition.
Proud this year
at about 6 p.m. Sunday.
But it's on a large
the 21st
of September.
Dad was boasting about the 4 acres that he has, and the forearms.
You know,
I've got
400 acres.
But and a mule.
NASA, know-how.
However,
that's the old South for you.
And we're right down at the tip of the Okefenokee Swamp.
That's why we had them gators and toads and frogs.
Geniuses, walking catfishes
at Starwood, able to be there.
Starwood, wonderful Starwood, take me to Starwood, but you have to pay.
Wife and,
Are these due to time constraints or economic?
No, because they have to be at Starwood. And some people went to Wisteria anyway, because they can go there. It's nearby, but they can't go to freaking Florida, you see.
Well, hell, if the saucers
would want to go there.
It's
seething with Republicans.
Yes, the saucers will come and get you wherever
they're going to get you.
Or the saucers will be so large that they'll be wherever you are. But as is plain for the fact that I'm talking now, the saucers did not come.
Oh, darn it.
We waited at the nice landing field they have, which is round and circular. They have a lot of nice things. It seems in some ways almost ideal for X-Day. Where it's not ideal is it's hot. And where it's not ideal is that the bugs, if you're like me and delicious, descend.
The bugs crawl out, the bugs crawl in, the bugs crawl over your outer skin.
Before I even got to Florida from being up at Strawberry Moon.
Strawberry Moon.
Less
about that, the better I guess.
What relieves it is time. They're all fading. And
time hath endless rarities.
And shows of all varieties.
Process where
which reveals old things in heaven maketh new discoveries on earth, and even earth itself a discovery. That great antiquity, America, lay buried in the earth for 1,000 years, and a large part of the earth is still in the urn unto us.
Chico, Montana.
That's sad.
Chomp, chomp.
On the other
hand, was murdered.
I've heard people say, you know, it's an honor to be eaten by a bear. Well, if it weren't for the honor, you know, I'd just as soon, you know, not do that. In the honor for a change.
Might be an honor, but it's probably not a lot of fun.
Honor, offer, however you do it.
It didn't look too good in that movie with who was that?
Right, the guy who went out into the wilderness to live among the bears. The human world. Somebody took a horrendous picture of a giant bear bursting into his tent. And it's a real good shot. Bear on taking just seconds before the bear tore him to pieces.
Online,
but the picture was preserved on his phone bear and appeared online.
The tent
on
later
the internet.
Her, but there's this wonderful picture that she shot with her phone of the huge snarling head and the giant dishpan-sized paw, you know, reaching into her tent. Not at all faked. In fact, it was the last photo she ever shot.
Yes.
So they're just looking for Doritos.
In the midst of life,
Doritos.
We are in
when they
death.
They burst into the tent, just fling a bag of Doritos at them, grab it in the mouth, and off they go.
In this case, they had heard about a bear, and so they removed all their food from the tents. Well, at least it was a bear, and not a monster dragon. An offspring of Leviathan. In the Golden Legend, a 13th century compendium of lives of the saints written by the Dominican friar Jacobos de Voragin, read and reread in the Middle Ages, but now, sadly, neglected, we find much curious lore. The book went through numerous editions and translations, among them the one into English printed by William Caxton. Chaucer's Second Nonna's Tale has its source in the Legenda Aurea. Longfellow also was inspired by the work of Jacobus, taking the title from the Golden Legend for one of the books of his trilogy, Christus. Out of Jacobus' medieval Latin, we translate the following from the chapter on Saint Martha. That is 105, page 100. There was at that time, in a certain woods above the Rhone, between Arles and Avignon, a dragon that was half beast and half fish, larger than an ox and longer than a horse, armed with a pair of tusks that were like swords and pointed as horns, it lay in wait in the river, killing all wayfarers and swamping boats. It had come, however, from the Sea of Galatia in Asia Minor, and was begotten by Leviathan, the fiercest of all water serpents, and by the wild ass, which is common to those shores.
With a lot of funky aspect, but I was happy to have it.
Art projects, and speaking of which, I was able to review some of the photos of David Normal's event.
Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Those catolith statues sometimes are opaque, then sometimes you can see through them and you can see liquids and lights and things in them.
Wow.
If you put your hand on their stomachs, they start purring. Loud, deep, subsonic rumble.
Where's the sound come from? I mean, within the body of the thing?
It must, or maybe... you can feel it rumbling and vibrating. He had those out at Burning Man. He had this at his...
Scoffing Radio Valencia Law.
Well, yes, not because we love it, but because it interferes with our modus operandi. Works beautifully.
That's smoke. Here, try one of mine.
There's smoother. Space cat, since what part of his belief is that the feline self came from outer space. My own belief.
No, I know Earth predator
and
cats.
When I was finished, then the cat priestesses, so-called.
You didn't want to argue with them.
And it was well coordinated, I can tell.
Well, those priestesses certainly were coordinated and flexible.
No, I don't know where he gets these people, where he finds them, but it's like
I don't think he's paying these women to be
was
cat priestesses.
There years ago, where their intervals, one painted orange and black and one painted white and black.
She was painted white and black
where
stripes.
Where they came from, I don't know. And at Bernie
she's a Russian student named Olya Pospilova.
Cat priestesses.
Quite beautiful.
Only cat ears and cat tails and otherwise. Well, maybe they wore shoes. I wasn't looking at their feet. But they were dancing also.
Oh, for
how does he do it? Is he paying? I have a feeling he doesn't even pay.
Admit it, you're just jealous that you can't get any priestesses for your service.
AMC Theater?
It used to be an AMC theater, but originally
it's open again for theater business.
Showroom for Duesenbergs and Huckmobiles and like that. It has an elaborate bunch of statuary outside in the cornices.
And when you see those figures, you say,
men
statue?
In mid-gear.
Statue?
Cam Jennett?
You're lousy.
Inside, it's got.
And inside, it's
the antique and all this wonderful wood carving. And he has moved his whole library into the back of it. So he's apparently living there in his kitty cat world.
Here, kitty kitty. Here, kitty kitty. Here, kitty kitty.
Dolls. Look at that. Yes, I visited my friend, and her cat was charming. It's named Dog, a big tabby, and well, a very charming cat, but it did bring home a live baby rabbit, which it was proceeding to start to torture, so we got it away from the cat. The cat growled, and then the rabbit took off across the front. Cat pounced on it again. Anyway, we finally got the rabbit returned to its folks, but I think it was traumatized significantly by this experience.
Well, we're growing up to be a stronger rabbit now.
Even the nicest cats are basically killers, so
yes.
Of course. They are happy to pack it in for being fed and scratched and patted, but they are equipped, as it were, with the tools of murder.
So the space is pretty large that he has
AMC
there.
1000?
Yeah.
Large enough for such events as he has. And the ceiling is like 35 to 40 feet high.
So he hung his paintings from up there.
Up there at the top. The catoliths are about 10 feet tall. It's hard for me to
maybe
say.
Taller on their pedestals.
10, 12 feet.
Yeah, they're
towering statuary.
And he used to come and hang out with Puzzling Evidence and me at KPFA.
That's right.
In the show.
The big thing of one night when we talked about the mushrooms, the mushroom film here.
Yes.
Well, here at the Eldorado.
Yes, that was an El Dorado, all right. It vanished like the imaginary city of gold. Since in that context.
The building crumbled to dust.
Well, they're putting up a URL of seeing these various videos.
Really hot video.
Radio. And Camellia's video, I may have told you about, is about to debut.
In October.
It, but it's
we'll debut it on the Ask Dr. Hal Show, the home edition, in
October. Is there going to be a 4K disc or something like that? Like
who knows?
It's not about the movie. It quotes from the movie. It quotes
sure
from the version of the movie that's around
it's
now.
It's about a guy who's in love with a beautiful girl who's an alien.
It's still this video-ish some of us may be more than ordinarily familiar with.
They use that to their advantage, and the song is actually pretty good about being in love with a girl who's an alien.
Actually, she comes from another dimension, but
that wasn't they, quite
you know,
what
it's
the
hard
movie
to explain
about,
that in the song.
Close to it.
Earth dudes are easy.
They come from a contiguous dimension to our own.
What about life force?
Oh, yeah. And species.
And Devil Girl from Mars, that's a science fiction movie with a female lead in it.
Apparently Kitten and Rocky were the highlight of the movie that they were in. Kitten on the Keys and Rocky Roulette, that is.
Lots of publicity.
Yes, they actually provided value instead of shocking commentary on boorishness of Americans.
Yeah, the creatures, those cats, are
the creatures.
Stunning. I've not seen them before. They look
really terrifying.
Cool. And I'm looking forward to whenever this next one is. And
the giant lion with iron claw.
Well, one nice thing about it is
a huge, ruthless tooth in gory
no charge.
How's he pulling that off?
I don't know how he pulls anything off.
That's something else. There was a little PayPal donation thing.
With a refrigerator-like robot lumbering around.
Yeah. No one loves the metal man.
Robot.
Robot slaves in a world economy, yes.
Why not?
Very provocative book. Which
just right. Not too crowded, but large and changing, and many
changing with the times.
Come to such crazy parties back in the 90s, except now they're grayer and older, but they were quite pleased.
Were they now? Who knows what they were?
Yeah, the gray thing's a little inevitable.
We all die alone.
I guess so.
Men
you
must
can't
endure.
Stop and skip in their
going hence.
Things.
Oh, good.
But then we just carry on, don't we?
And your love goes nowhere.
What about the little children?
Just so.
Get those brats out of
good
here.
And evil. Yes, we're all little urchins unto Bob,
the eternal adult.
Hey, kids, get out of here. We're doing a show here. We're trying to do some kind of a radio show.
Well, I averted that potential disaster.
Yeah, got those kids out of there. Yeah. Please keep your kid away from me.
All over again.
This is what it says on my shirt.
Who's beside you on?
Ernest Borgnine.
And Shelley Winters.
Snake Plissken. Hey!
Go, me snake.
Get
go
in my cap, Plissken. Snake.
Go, me Plissken. Call him Snake. Call him Plissken. Plissken. Call him Plissken. Plissken.
So, what are you going to
do? You have to mind your P's and Q's. Mind your Pliskins and Quiskins.
It's great. There's an algorithm that. A cancel culture algorithm.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on.
Yes. Cancel culture, that's Republicans.
It's worked its way into the Matrix now.
Left is. Why am I accepted a stinging rebuke, a huge slap in the chops from the conservatives?
Yes, this cancel culture stuff.
Cancel my rumble lesson.
We modicum of truth to it. But
cancel
it
my reservation.
Example of revolutionary excess.
Robert Crumb thought I was very conservative.
Revolution.
Actually,
a revolution
I
is not
don't feel that
party,
about myself.
Said Chairman Mao Zedong. You know, he had something there.
And your revolution, ancient Chinese vases and
revolutions
are going to get shattered. And everything that isn't Marxist-Leninist or Long March related will be denounced. And so will you. And these teenagers will poke you with sticks, hit you with rocks, and lead you around by a string.
Yes.
So all this happens. But now in our country it's happening because the young folks today, they just weren't around in the 20th century.
century to remember the Chinese
Cultural Revolution.
Revolution.
Was it the only justice is that that comes out of the barrel of a gun, or was it the revolution comes out of
political
the
power comes out of the barrel of a gun? Was the quotation? Political power comes out of the barrel of a gun. Bang,
but
bang,
I would say,
shoot, shoot. That's not political power. It's power, but the politics are somewhat lacking.
Yes.
How about the parlor tricks?
Still, we've got those insurrectionists and the insurrectionist senators supporting them, and it's still a toss-up as to whether the U.S. Can survive without being turned into something really
tossed up no longer.
And, you know, who in charge for life.
So see what happens when they take over. If it, we could ever avert
so
the disaster,
they say,
it must never be allowed to happen again.
You know, folks are not only emboldened, but they're excited. Oh, I want my turn.
My turn.
Well, it's funny that Trump is making Ashley Babbitt a martyr, because now that means he owns the January 6th insurrection. I don't think Mr. Trump is very far.
He
famously trusts
Ashnaz Krivatul.
Lash out before somebody else does.
Ashnaz Thrakatulok Agborshul Ishe Krivatul.
That's actually the basis of so-called criminal psychology. The criminal believes that the whole world is out to get him, so he's got to make a score or do something so that to even the odds.
Or he's got to get them first before they get him.
Isn't there something akin to that in the subgenius literature also?
How strange.
The
what
world
strange
you are living, or
strange. Oh, well, of course,
is
the world does owe
that
you. Why else are you here?
Yes, the world should before us pass the door
short
of darkness through. Not one returns to tell us of the road which to discover we must travel to. The revelations of the devout and learned who rose before us and as prophets burned are all but stories which arose from sleep. They told their comrades and to sleep returned. I sent my soul through the invisible, some letter of that afterlife to spell. And by my soul returned to me and answered, I myself am heaven and hell. Heaven, but a picture of fulfilled desire. And hell, the shadow of a soul on fire. Cast on this darkness, into which ourselves so late emerged from, shall so soon expire. We are no other than a moving row of magic shadow shapes that come and go. The solar lantern held at midnight by the master of the show. But helpless pieces of the game he plays upon his checkerboard of nights and days, hither and thither moves and checks and slays, then one by one back in the box he lays. The ball no question makes of yeas or noes, but here or there as cast the player goes, and he that tossed you down into the field, he knows about it all, he knows. He knows. The moving finger writes, and having writ, moves on. Nor all your piety nor wit shall lure it back to cancel half a line, nor all your tears wash out one word of it. And this inverted bowl they call the sky, where under crawling cooped we live and die, raise not your hands to it for help, for it as impotently moves as you or I. Well, just let me fire this baby up.
The excitement of a beach hotel.
A sun on the beach hotel.
Pedro Method. Here
tropical paradise.
Bedrovian. Method. Yes. Now I'm going to need the lighter.
Oh, well, here it is. I thought I had it going.
It's a little hollow. It's like it's kind of almost...
Hello.
Like there's a huge... It looks like the planet killer from...
Yes.
Like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on in.
And so forth. And so on.
Great.
Now, in Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window, are you familiar with that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he looks out, and at the left of what he sees, there's a swinging bachelor pad with a guy sitting at the piano, and he's playing the piano, and he's surrounded by a bunch of well-dressed babes. That's David Seville.
Oh, cool.
That's the back of David Seville. He never turns around.
Me.
So he created the first crude chipmunk thing, but it went on to build his chipmunk enterprise and empire, still going on today. So there was a series of animated cartoons in the 60s, Chipmunks, with Dave Seville as an animated cartoon character appearing with
show.
And Simon and Theodore
just
Alvin
came flowing in.
And Clyde Crash Cup, I bet nobody remembers
how the money rolls in.
Yes, just think of what a fortune you could make on cuddly cartoon characters.
On hot dogs.
If you could just,
of course,
concentrate on. Therefore, mustard. If you can't cut the mustard, you got to catch up with relish.
There are certain people
existing.
Now, do you put mustard on a pretzel?
A life like
certainly
this.
Not.
Okay, see, mustard. You should put mustard on a pretzel. What are you putting on your pretzels?
Nothing.
Mustard on pretzels.
In fact, I generally avoid pretzels. They seem like they're going to be
huge.
But when
they're
you chew them, they're
carbohydrates.
Bland mishmash of mush.
Crunchy,
their crisp shell.
Well, I like it when the dough is kind of al dente.
Is, well, it's adding to my burden of carbohydrates.
Oh,
cut the crap.
Shock.
No,
somebody tried to give you something nice to eat.
On the street from a vendor.
Oh, those New York
vendors.
Yes.
Yes.
Those are
pretzels.
Wonderful.
They're great.
Yeah,
you got to have mustard
huge.
On those, Doctor.
Yes, you do
mustard
put mustard on
those.
All right. Okay.
Mustard.
I give it up. Mustard on pretzels. Sure. Absolutely.
Put some cheese on it, too.
Cheese, Louise.
Man, there's nothing I can't put on
requisite.
Yes. I can fish doom this year pretzel with mustard, then you can shake a stick out.
You can cut the mustard.
You can just enjoy
the bread
texture. Now the pretzels are big enough, and they don't contain dried sawdust or whatever.
They have huge salt crystals on the outside.
No,
you see,
they
sparkle like mica
bread. Of course, bread itself is shunned by some.
Yes, we have to get into that.
Swallowed as
right.
Part of the gospel that wheat is a biochemical poison.
Yes, it
and
is.
And you know there may be something to that.
Well, yes.
If you compare Cro-Magnon man, who was tall, robust, and vigorous,
him
to
big,
the
tall,
ancient Egyptians
robust,
a few thousand years later, the former is in good shape, and the latter
okay,
are Cro-Magnon. Now they've learned agriculture and to grow grain. They're all squinty and bent over and
squinty. That's an
unfortunate description of
digestive
ailments. Well, I'm not sure that any of this is working, but
so they say.
How about this new homo?
I beg your pardon. Who are you referring
to? Two homos.
There are more than that, I'm sure.
Well, just the past 2 weeks, we've had these announcements of the Chinese hominid. And,
of course.
Oh,
you mean
hominid,
Homo hominid.
The Israeli hominid.
With a jaw fragment and a skull cap, which is definitely
Homo sapiens, or in this case...
I'm not sure we should be jumping for joy yet. But still, the location is unusual. But all sorts of things have turned up, including, and maybe this has been around forever, as far as I know, an underground city, not Petra, a city which is hollowed out, which goes way down with all sorts of habitations.
Beats underground.
If you're scared of being alone in the dark, listen to us now. We're beginning the show.
Yes, we're going to wind it up to the very tightest.
Don't go down in the basement. Don't go into the woods.
With the help of
its way into your
Bob's dad, Willie,
to follow it. It'll follow
and his faithful
you.
Dog,
you'll never get
Ouija,
for the rest of your life.
Hey, what?
Or
the rest of your life is just starting. Well, it hurts, I know, but to pay taxes and start using a copy camera in your basement.
You just grab
that's right. For proper political uses.
Just be a tip.
That's right. Kelly Cash is trying to tell you about them right now, but she's
get
not
back,
even in
boy.
No,
down, boy.
She never left the country. She's still in New York, living away from that sad and sodden artist.
Yes,
they call
good.
It a peony.
In the warm glow.
Or a pumu.
Right, whatever.
He is. All we know
he's
is
childish nonsense and nomenclature. Nimbuses.
We'll make fun of him as long as we can. We have no choice, really.
Well, you know he's in the background, and though he refuses to be here, well, of course the rest of us refuse to be here.
Be here now.
He is here.
Somehow woke up.
Here he is. But here we are, too.
I'm sick.
And there we go. And you probably ask, why are
sick
we
with
here?
Desire.
Good question. Clues are coming up.
But please don't call in at 848-4425.
Certainly do not, because that will avail you nothing, and it is a number connected with a different enterprise, which is KPFA Radio.
You can't turn off
from whose archives this particular archival recording has been selected. For you tonight.
Even that person, that stranger laying next to you, can't hear this show because it's just for you.
It's just a show.
I wanted to get up. I wanted to turn the radio off to stop this madness, but it was just a show. I thought to myself, I can just stand up. I can just stand up. I can stop it.
You can stand up. You can turn the show off, and we can go back to sleep.
Oh, I'd love to because I have to take all of Berkeley to driver's school tomorrow.
It's just a little shanty in old shanty town. The roof is so slanty it touches the ground, but my tumble down shack by the old railroad track, like a millionaire's mansion, keeps calling me back. I give up a palace. If I were a king, it's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown in my shanty, in old shanty town. Oh, I'd give up a palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything.
And here goes the tape recorder.
No.
We're going to be playing things for you that you wish we weren't.
Run
we're going
tape
to be playing
and let
things
radio
you
play.
You wish we like that.
Like what?
I love a great drum machine.
Oh, 303 to
606 808 909.
With plenty of money and you, in spite of all the worries, filthy lucre buys a lot of things. I could take you to places you'd like to go, but other than that, I've no need for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval, but I'm certain, honey, life could be sunny with plenty of money and you. Oh, baby, what I wouldn't do with plenty.
plenty of money, and you, in spite of all the worries that money brings, still a little filthy lucre buys a lot of things.
Oh, Rumouse, oh, Rumouse, you're so scary. Oh, Rumouse, oh, Rumouse, you're so scary.
I used to live in a closet like this.
Rumouse!
That's right, I remember that. Nobody even liked you back then, because
there's Rumouse.
The only thing you knew how to cook was French toast, and you lived in a burned-out trailer in the middle of nowhere. And
French toast. They took my closet away, and everything was better.
In the middle of nowhere.
Back to the closet.
And everything was better.
Decent person who helped all sorts of people, who did his best not to hate white people, though he had every reason to, died. And no obituary is in the paper. Nobody knows. Nobody says anything about him. He did get some books of poetry out.
And he was at the Poets Under the Dome just about every year.
Oh, he was always there. He was dedicated.
Well known
and
in the poetry.
He would always start by saying, just because you own something doesn't mean it's yours, and you're all on Ohlone land.
Yeah.
And then he would go ahead and do his poems, in which the villain was often Usa. And the hero was Coyote.
USA.
His poems were good.
Yeah. Richard was on a ship.
He's a nice guy.
Vietnam
I really
War,
liked it.
And felt a lot of karmic debt to his helping to load bombs.
Well, he was in Vietnam.
Yeah. And in the Navy on a destroyer.
Yes. Well, at the beginning of these poet meetings, they always read this resolution, you know, about how we denounce war and, you know, anything is better than war and so on. He would always abstain from that because he thought, well, may he's been a warrior.
You have to have a war.
He thought that it was sometimes necessary.
I don't know. I don't.
It's hard to say.
Have to have a war.
When you're attacked,
what is it good for?
We have a different
absolutely
opinion
nothing.
If you're attacked by the Ublek men from Tau Ceti. Reagan thought it would be great if aliens attacked. Then we could all get together. And
yes, Earth would be united to fight the Ublek men.
The U.S. joined with Russia during World War II after the surprise invasion. So we could all put down our...
The violation of the Hitler-Stalin non-aggression pact.
Whatever, and unite to fight alien menace.
You can't believe what a fascist says.
Tom Cruise movie called Oblivion.
I didn't. I can't recall anything
it's
about it.
It's pretty good, actually. It's about
Oblivion.
After an alien invasion where they won and they ruined the moon and they're sucking
they ruined the moon and they're
oceans,
ruining
but,
the earth and they're sucking up the ocean.
This guy lives in a beautiful aerial palace with a gorgeous woman and so on, but he turns out to be, well, that would be a spoiler alert. Things aren't as nice as they appear, but it has some very excellent attributes, including the depiction of astronauts, which is actually well done, where, you know, no matter what's going on, the astronauts do not freak out. They remain calm, and they just keep trying different procedures. Anyway, and it's got great flying killer robots, too. Robot like the ones that the U.S. is now using abroad. But these are better, because they're alien designs, and they can do a lot, and there's something powerful and ugly
Robot-looking
about them, though they're all streamlined, and they're not humanoid, but these flying drone-like devices.
You mean you're a mother?
Have you...
What's the matter with you?
I was wrong.
What's
about these new UFO revelations from Navy and NASA?
I'm sick. I know where
everybody
I'd like to be.
Everybody expects me to comment on it, but what can I say? They're UFOs. It doesn't mean that the deep state is walking hand in hand with the grays.
Well, actually, from the skeptics' analysis of these things, particularly Mick West, they're not even UFOs. They're actually they're artifacts. They're artifacts of radar and
whatever they
photographic
are,
equipment. There's
they
nothing
are,
actually there.
So you think that then they are...
Well, if it's red, it's...
The blue button was pushed all the time. So what happened? So this didn't even get recorded and nobody heard it?
That's correct.
Well, I forgot to press the Verschlugener button.
This is the first live moment of the show.
Yes, they were arguing over whether or not it was live.
Oh, man. Did you,
That was most unfortunate.
Is now been missed?
Well, I guess so. I don't know if they heard anything, but I suspect not.
They would have heard your rerun play.
Yes. Which is amazing in itself, since I sometimes mix with those reruns. Well, I hate that business with the button. I should just throw in the towel and call it a day. Still, there's opportunity for continuing this.
So. Well, I brought my computer if you want to
get
an extra piece of frosting on the cake.
You could do that, yes.
Some chocolate Jimmy Kimmels.
That's good. They sound nourishing and nutritious.
Can you just have the cupcake and just make it all Jimmy's?
I mentioned before, but of course nobody heard anything, that we did the KPFA show live on Friday. And we
How's the new studio?
Well, it's so new that it was difficult to operate it with 100% efficiency, but it will surely get that way. In time, once you know, it's all new. The board is new. Everything.
Right.
They looked to me kind of like the controls on Star Trek. You know, these cubical things that lights up all these different colors, widely spaced on an instrument board.
Right. Right.
But so, the listeners did hear, according to the chatterbox.
So is there like a Sulu Chekhov kind of thing where you...
I suppose you can check off Sulu. No, I... there was no competition.
Well, like one's the navigator and one's the helmsman, right?
Right.
Like, yeah. Sulu fires the phasers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, do both of you push buttons, or is it just Doug who mans the board? And...
Well, I was more thinking of the transporter as we see it on the original series.
Oh, I see, Richard. Okay, gotcha.
You know, they have these big, bulky, colored lights and so on, and then the thing is like a slider that is operated, energizes.
Yeah, it's a three-lever slider. I mean, there's three...
We discovered that the button wasn't pushed. The blue button was pushed all the time, so no one was hearing the show that I was doing. Until now, when I suddenly remembered the button and jumped up and pressed the red button. And that's the way things are here at RadioValencia.fm.
Yeah. For those of you who slogged through an hour and a half of a rerun just to get to this, I mean, it's... Is it midnight yet, or...?
No, it's not.
Yes.
11:41, I think.
I'm just thinking, like... If I... tuned in... with heavy quotes... and I heard it was a rerun... I wouldn't be interested for very long. But that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering the listeners who listen to it all, if they're listening to it all or listening now.
Yes, I'll have to make that apology about the button. It's difficult for the listeners to understand. Difficult for me to understand. If I don't remember that one detail of pushing that one button, the entire show will be drawn into a vertiginous vortex out into the void. Never heard, never audited by anyone, and all that great effort simply gone to waste, as though burned on a potlatch fire in the deep darkness of the primordial forest. And you can take that to the bank. Meanwhile, K-Rob's setting up his equipment and will soon be patched in through super robo Magnus control. all the way from science headquarters.
We must defeat Isabel.
Those terrible toady monsters with the big tusks are coming this way. And here is a scene of businessmen gorging themselves on food because the monster is coming. It's a scene from Varan the Unbelievable. And in this case, for this Korean film, they farmed out Toei, which is the cheaper studio, not Toho, which had Godzilla, but Toei that had Gamera. And those are the people they had to construct their monster and setups. Unbelievable. Preposterous. Amateurish.
A monster of bone.
One thing about their monsters I don't like is that the jaw is incorrectly answered. I mean, anchored. It's like a flap that moves up and down in front when it should be anchored well to the back of the skull to have any force, any dramatic validity as a monster. But that's just our opinion. What about yours? You know, your opinion is valuable to us, and we would like to hear from you.
Yeah, and we'll be hearing from the opinions that give us money first, and then we'll get to the freebies.
Write your question for me, Dr. Howland Owl, on a slip of paper. Put it in an envelope, and always use appropriate U.S. postage, and send it to Ask Dr. Howe, 3227 22nd Street, San Francisco, California, 94110-3006. That's Ask Dr. Howe, 3227 22nd Street, San Francisco, California, 94110-3006. You know, with the 9-digit zip code, the mail moves at its top speed. Just to let you know. Enclose a small premium for me, Dr. Howland Owl, and I will answer your question on an upcoming iteration, which no doubt will have its share of irritation on the Ask Dr. Howl Show. Live on radio.
Monster!
What ails you?
It's a monster.
Oh, it is a monster. Is everything all right? At a time like this? Well, it would be, I think, and we will soon know.
Attack!
Is that an attack, did you say? No, just...
No, I'm telling you what to do with the monster.
Oh. Attack, attack, attack! What are your orders? Exterminate, exterminate, exterminate!
Is having some kind of psychological effect on my brain.
You will obey.
Some kind of monster?
Well, that's what they call it anyway. I don't know what to call it. It's some kind of damn thing I'd never seen before. I couldn't really even describe it. It's just sort of a kind of a creature like a, well, like a monster. That's, it was a monster, I guess, when it comes right down to it. A great big old monster. With monstrous head and sickening cry and ears like errant wings, the devil's walking parody of all four-footed things. Is it not working? The hookup is not hooked up. Once with Radio Valencia we had this spaghetti-like tangle, but now it goes down through a hole. Diatrima, as one would say in ancient Greek, through a hole. There you go. Now we're plugged in and ready to play the Ask Dr. Howl Show, etc. on radio and so forth, and all that sort of thing.
Our first question comes to us from Molly Ringwald. Not that one.
In Manitoba? Well, we'll address that one as we come to it.
Just have to make sure there are no monsters. But the music's telling me otherwise.
Do hope to be able to announce the release of the Chameleons rock video by the time of our October Ask Dr. Hell show. Who knows? It may gain some kind of an audience.
What will I gain?
An insight into the minds of men.
I fight for gain, Vulcan.
Are you out of your Vulcan mind, Spock? I can't believe your ears either, Mr. Spock. You pointy-eared, pointy-nosed.
I call them ears.
Well, ears to you, Spock.
Spock! Green-blooded, inhuman!
The hell with your life! These are men's lives you're talking about.
You're on perfectly religious sounds.
My calculations are fairer to the men than an irrational decision would be, Doctor.
Sounds you've heard around the house time and time again.
Yes, there's somebody downstairs. Take the flashlight and go down and look. I can't go to sleep until... I'm not going down there. Yeah, go ahead. I'll wait here.
It's little Henrietta.
Maybe I'd better get the golf club out of the closet just in case. You know, I want to have an edge of some kind. My number 9 golf club here.
Number 9.
Stealthily draw it out of the bag and heft it a little bit in the moonlight coming into the room. Freddie was there and saw a lot of people. Katie Bell, Valerie Levy, Zoe sang.
Oh, no.
Many were there. Don and Tracy were there. I believe Paul DeYoung was there, maybe?
I don't believe in God.
Unless I'm confusing that with something else. And Robin, of course, performed. Matt Spatol was with her. Freddie playing the piano. Pleasant gathering. So sorry about that non-button pushing gambit. So it's not even recorded then? You know, sometimes the recording is separate. I don't know.
Well,
I have to play
it.
This and see.
Yeah. I don't know why there is such a...
What but, is the... Yeah, they,
I mean, what's the, what does it serve?
I had it ready to go, and then I forgot about it because I was thinking about how I was going to begin the show. So it never got pushed. Until very shortly ago. Oh. Speaking of buttons, here's one right here.
I didn't mean to push your buttons.
Spock.
I never liked that. I never did. Remember when the Enterprise got racist and Scotty was screaming at Spock and McCoy was screaming at Spock and then Spock finally just said, I never liked that. Oh, actually, that wasn't then. It was the Mariette Hartley one. That's when he said that line.
Mariette Hartley? Which one is she in?
She's in the next to the last one.
And it's about, I mean, what does she play?
It's the one where they go to the Atavacron and they end up in the planet's past.
Hmm.
But because McCoy and Spock go back 500 years, Spock reverts to a pre-logical Vulcan somehow. Like,
oh, good Lord.
So it's like, you know, before the teachings of, what's his name? Father of all we know. Father of all we hold true.
Not Ambassador Sarek.
No, that's just his dad. But
who's the father that one?
He was in the one where Abraham Lincoln showed up.
Oh, the famous Vulcan philosopher.
Right.
Okay, that I now understand.
But Sarek or not? Well, Sarek is.
Well, Sarek was Spock Senior.
But it's a similar. Sulek, Sarek, you know, mm-hmm. kind of a thing.
Yeah, well. Ah, me.
When my eyes beheld you, I showed emotion. I apologize. You saw. Don't worry about it. Spock, it's fine.
Cool it, Spock. Chill, Spock. Vulcan is always supposed to be the coolest head in the room, so
yeah.
Most insulting to act as though Spock is run amok.
Yeah.
Many ways to insult a Vulcan. So we may have Kimmy and Jenner as guests on Reloadio tomorrow.
Okey-do.
I think Jenner might be the only one actually confirmed, but
all right.
I would prefer that they showed up on different days because...
Yes, that's true. It's easier to accommodate just one than two.
Yeah.
We have to put somebody else on the couch. Well...
Not too near, Andy.
Don't know if Sarah answered her query.
Which is?
You know, when she can come.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Jet, with Herod's assistance, got his film made, and he's really happy with it. And he just sent it to me, and I didn't have time to watch it because I had to run off here to do the show. It's about the birds in Oakland, a black ground night heron and the others that are menaced by a developer who wants to cut down the trees that they roost in and put up a market-rate housing monstrosity. I believe that's a good description of it. Would you like a throat lozenge?
Sure. Hey, Johnny Ricola.
Yes.
I think get better in your shoes out of the cellophane.
Yeah, well, mine is licorice flavor. And so it was.
The bedrooms. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left.
One day, Mama said, "Conrad, dear, I must go out and leave you here. But mind now, Conrad, what I say, don't suck your thumb while I'm away. The great tall tailor always comes to little boys who suck their thumbs. Before they know what he's about, he takes his great sharp scissors out and cuts their thumbs clean off. And then, you know, they never grow again." Mama had scarcely turned her back. The thumb was in. Alack, alack. The door burst open. In he ran, the great long red-legged scissor man. All children see the tailors come and caught our little suck-a-thumb. Snip, snap, snip.